Welcome to Radio Tyneside, hospital and community radio on 93.6 FM, DAB, online and on your bedside entertainment system.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning, I'm getting ready for a brand new morning, packing my bags for a heavenly journey, I can't wait to be there, no I can't wait to be there.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand?
Did you know
this is a day on which we celebrate and give thanks for all mothers. So I really struggled with the church's set readings for today on Mothering Sunday, because they speak of mothers in pain of some kind. The Old Testament lesson speaks first of the heartache of the mother of Moses in Exodus 2, who's forced to set her child adrift in a basket on the River Nile to save him from certain death on the orders of Pharaoh. The other choice is one from the first book of Samuel, which involves Hannah, a barren woman who, when God grants her prayers for a son, feels she must give him away once he's weaned into the care of Eli the temple priest so he can serve God. So both of these mothers surrender their tiny sons and say goodbye to them. The New Testament readings for today aren't very cheerful either. The first choice from Luke's Gospel tells of a fearful prophecy spoken over Mary and her newborn son Jesus by Simeon, an old prophet who says to her, "And a sword will pierce your own heart too." So both mother and son are destined to suffer. The alternative option is from John's Gospel, which tells of that prophecy actually fulfilled. Jesus is in agony on the cross, and Mary, his mother, is right there as close to him as she can get. And there's nothing she can do to help him or save him. In this sense, they are both wounded. But in the end, it is Jesus, through his sacrifice, who will ultimately save her. John tells us that all those who believe in him will have everlasting life. Which is why the words in our opening hymn there say, "The child that you delivered will soon deliver you." Now, these are all sad readings, but what shines through them all is a mother's love for her child. I once wrote a song with this title for my own mother. It's called A Mother's Love.
A mother's love is precious, a mother's love is kind, helpful and caring, that's how she was designed. And if there is unfairness, a threat, or if we're faced, she'll come straight to the rescue and try to keep us safe. She'll tell us the truth, she will always keep us right, and hold us in her loving heart from morning until night. A mother is a warrior, but there's no lovelier face than one who watches over us and blesses all our days. A mother's love is filled with pride, she boasts all of the time, and hugs us with lavish love, it's something she can't hide. She gives out such warmth in affectionate embrace, that's why a mother's tender love can never be replaced. A mother that is dignified, a mother that is strong, can help us face our worries and laugh at days to come. She speaks words of wisdom, she teaches us with grace, and no one can surpass her, no one can take her place. Lord, comfort those who mourn for mothers that have gone. Remind them of the precious moments, help them pass them on. A mother's love's a legacy that cannot be erased, and hopefully our children too one day will sing our praise.
So I thought that this year on Mothering Sunday we could perhaps support, encourage and pray for all those who find this day a painful one rather than a joyful one. Now, I include fathers in this equation too, who share exactly the same emotions in sorrow that mothers do. How can I leave them out? So when I mention mothers this morning, I'm thinking of fathers too. I read an article recently which was written on behalf of those who felt they wanted to run away from Mothering Sunday and all its celebrations because of their pain. The article was entitled Salt Water and Honey. Lizzie Lowry, the author, was one such person herself. She had suffered 6 miscarriages in a very short time and desperately wanted to become a mother. In her article, she wrote of her agony whenever Mothering Sunday came around. Her husband at that time was training to be a vicar, so not attending church on this particular Sunday wasn't the best example to set, being a vicar's wife. She knew God loved her, but that one day, filled with daffodils and the celebration of motherhood, amplified her sad story, and she felt that her pain didn't belong in church. Here is a song called I Offer You Today, Lord, by Pete Scott.
I offer you today, Lord, as I turn to you to pray, Lord. When I fail and when I stray, Lord, I offer you today. I offer you my thoughts, Lord, my crosses and my sorts, Lord, I offer you my thoughts. I offer you my helplessness. No, you turn it into bravery. I offer you my hopelessness, for I can only come as me. I offer you my heart, Lord. Won't you let me play a part, Lord? I know it's just a start, Lord. I offer you my heart. When you make another dawn for me, and I see another sunrise there, my fears and insecurities are as nothing when they're in your care.
That song was written by a friend I used to sing with, who departed this life recently, and I feel so privileged that he allowed me to record it. The vicar's wife, I mentioned before the song, Lizzie, had never given much thought to those who might struggle to attend church, or those who deliberately chose to stay away, but her own grief changed her outlook. She slowly began to realise she wasn't alone. Every year there were people all over the country who had decided not to go to church on Mothering Sunday, and other Sundays, because they believed their story didn't belong there. She said in her article that every year those grieving the loss of a mother, those living through the struggle of infertility, those who've lost children, those who are single and long to be married with a family, and those who are hurt by or never met their mothers, would never be at church on Mothering Sunday. She wrote, "We're all characters in search of a story, and when life doesn't go to plan, it can be really hard to work out where you fit in the world and in God's story. But here's the wonderful and glorious truth. No matter what your life looks like or how different it is to the lives of those around you, it still has great value and purpose in God's kingdom and in his church." I love Dolly Parton's song Eagle When She Flies, which tells just how weak and helpless a woman can feel when she's broken, but she can also rise to great heights just like an eagle when she makes her mind up to fly. God, so Jesus taught, has a tender, compassionate love for the sparrow. Not one of them falls to the ground without him knowing all about it. And if he cares for the sparrow like this, how much more will he care for you?
She's been there. God knows she's been there. She has seen and done it all. She's a woman. She knows how to dish it out or take it all. Her heart's as soft as feathers, still she weathers stormy skies. And she's a sparrow when she's broken, but she's an eagle when she flies. You can toss her round and round. You can keep her in your vision, but you'll never keep her down. She's a lover. She's a mother. She's a friend. And she's a wife. And she's a sparrow. She's an eagle when she flies.
So Lizzie started a service with a vicar friend called Mother's Day Runaways. It's a service for those who normally avoid church on Mothering Sunday, and it was held one Saturday evening before Mothering Sunday in Liverpool Cathedral. It was an opportunity to acknowledge the pain felt around this day and find God in that space. The idea behind the service wasn't to separate the church in two on such a special day, but to offer a grieving space so that those who attended the service would then be able to re-engage with their wider community. Lizzie still does not have any children. She and her vicar husband decided not to celebrate Mothering Sunday in their church. Those who were mothers would still get cards and gifts from their children, but in church, they chose to celebrate every church member and the roles and relationships they have in their families and in their communities. She finished her article by saying, "Jesus didn't come to fix you or me or the church. He came to invite us into a new story. And it's a far bigger story than marriage and kids. It's a story that goes beyond our days on earth and each and every person has a role in it. If you're interested in running your own Mothering Sunday runaway service, then email hello@saltwaterandhoney.org for a service pack. Let's listen to a different version of You Raise Me Up, this time sung by Lisa Kelly of Celtic Women.
When I am down and oh my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shore.
We can't hope to experience a full and happy life without the natural course of events and disasters taking place. We're told the rain falls on both good and evil. It's how we handle that situation that counts in life. Will we go under into the waves of despair? Or will we look to Jesus and keep on walking on water to him? In 1 Thessalonians 5, we read that God can work good out of every situation and bring about great good if we can offer ourselves to him and trust him. This morning, let us come before God on this Mothering Sunday and pray for those who've lost a parent, especially in recent years, whose grief is still very raw. For those who've not had their dream for marriage or parenthood fulfilled and who dearly wanted this in life. For couples with infertility problems. For all those for whom parenthood has been a real challenge through having to deal with a child with learning difficulties or physical disabilities. The love is there, but so is the heartache, the frustration, and the tiredness. We pray for those parents whose children are living far away and making their own way in the world. We pray for children who've been fostered or adopted and who don't know who their real parents are. And we pray for their parents who've been unable to care for them. We remember all parents who may be ill and who fear what the future holds for their children. We pray for parents whose children may have been injured or hurt in some way, and for any whose children have died an untimely death. And we remember especially parents all across the world whose children are hungry, thirsty, or homeless, for those who've been victims of violent attacks or worldwide disasters. Heavenly Father, bless all your children and have mercy upon them in each of these difficult circumstances. Bless them on their life's journey. Let's listen to a song called May Your Blessing Be Upon Them.
May your blessing be upon them, be their shepherd, be their guide. Let your shining greatness lead them to the comfort of your side. By the still and crystal waters, let their bodies be made whole as you lead them to green pastures. pastures be refreshment to their souls. I offer them to you. I offer them. I offer them to you. May you lead them in your truth and in ways of holiness. In the valley of the shadows, remove their fearfulness. Though evil dances round them and death opens ugly jaws, raise your rod and staff to comfort them and make them feel secure. I offer them to you. I offer them. I offer them to you. Prepare a feast before them in their battle, in their toil. Anoint them with your healing, pour over holy oil, and let their cup of gladness like a torrent overflow. May your graciousness and mercy follow them wherever they go. I offer them to you. I offer them. I offer them to you. I offer them to you. I offer them. I offer them to you.
The reading I did end up choosing for today from the ones I mentioned at the beginning of the programme is John 19:27, which says, "When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, 'Dear woman, here is your son,' and to the disciple, 'Here is your mother.' From that time on, the disciple took her into his home." So we hear that even in his acute pain on the cross, Jesus' compassion flowed freely, calling those who would be left behind to care for one another deeply, and he appoints his disciple to look after her. A problem shared is a problem halved. Our final song today says that we can often be prone to wander, prone to leave the God we love. Then let us remember there's nothing that we will suffer that Mary has not experienced too. And no pain and suffering can match that of her son, who though innocent offered his life for us all. But remember, there was a light at the end of the tunnel for both of them in their suffering. Resurrection power. For Mary at Pentecost and for Jesus at his rising from the dead. And I pray this morning for resurrection power to fill all our lives this day, to relieve our pain and cause us to choose to live out the rest of our lives abundantly, that we will be filled with compassion for others despite our trials and personal suffering. Our final hymn says, "Come thou fount of every blessing." May he bless us all. It's goodbye from me, Sheila Hamill, and my technician, Andrew Ridgwick.
Bye, everyone.
Have a good week, everyone. Bye for now.
Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount, I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, here by thy great help I've come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. Oh, that day when freed from sinning, I shall see thy lovely face. Clothed then in blood-washed linen, how I'll sing thy sovereign grace. Come, my Lord, no longer tarry, take my ransomed soul away. Send thine angels now to carry me to realms of endless day. Oh, to grace, how great a debtor daily I am constrained to be. Let thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it, seal it for thy courts above. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above.